Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Folks, Dan Ferrio here with your real estate update for July 11th, 2025. So the tariffs news is still forefront of the news that we're seeing today. And then we're also seeing more attacks on the Federal Reserve. So President Trump is now going after the Federal Reserve for mismanagement of funds. So how's all this going to play in a role to what's going on with these today? I'm going to show you that today. So without further ado, let's get it over to what's affecting the markets today. So my name is Dan Ferrio. I actually do this report twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with these and the reason why they're changing. I also go over mortgage products. We have a live event each Wednesday to help you guys navigate home buying or maybe home refinancing. So check those out where you can ask me live questions right on the spot. And if I don't get to you, you can actually, I'll have some information there for you to ask me a question directly, and I'll respond back to you at that point. And I usually do it in digital form or a video form. So if you'd like to reach out to me at the end of this video to find out if you qualify to buy a home or what you might qualify to refinance, I'd love to help you. So without further ado, folks, let's get over to today's news. So in the economic calendar, we basically have nothing. If you go across the board Wednesday, Thursday, now if I expand this out, it will give us some data, but really nothing that's going to affect the markets that we're looking at for today. If you go down through here on Friday, it says WAD report, U.S. Baker on oil rigs, and all this other, really nothing pertaining with mortgage rates and the markets. But what we have in the forefront today, still these darn tariff things. When are these going to finally be resolved? So U.S. tariffs take center stage once again, but China and the EU are quietly clashing. So that will be a focus in on parts of the market today. Doesn't look like the news out so far today is a good news for the market, either the stock market, like equities, is also interest rates. So let's get over to the CNB right through here. Here what they have to say. Now, the headlines on CNBC now is President Trump's taking a little bit of a twist on how he's going to go after the Federal Reserve now. Do I agree with this? I don't really like the tactics that he's doing. So now here's what they're going after. The battleground for Fed chair might have shifted to renovations from rates. So what happened over the last couple days is we know that President Trump really can't stand the federal chairman. So now they're going after saying, well, you renovated the Federal Reserve and you spent way too much money, and thus that is mismanagement of funds. Well, that's kind of a far reach, but at some point you do have to really go down and really focus in on these things. How much did they spend? $700 million? $700 million on the basically the Federal Reserve's renovations. So does he have a point here? Well, only time's going to tell with that. Unfortunately, folks, that's really the only news that we have out today. Some good news on oil is Saudi Arabia, they agreed to increase production by $700,000 a barrel or 700 barrels a day. How does all that play a role in these things? Well, let me explain it to you. So here's what we focus in on a daily basis. Where is it? We're basically this thing right here. So I'm going to bring up what the Federal Reserve monitors. And we go over this every day, but I want to bring a point to this. Here's what they're focusing in on. Inflation, that just came out last week or the week before, in check. We have unemployment, in check. We have GDP, new numbers are coming for this. So what's happening right now is as oil prices go up and tariffs, it's going to really affect these things. So that's basically the reason why the Federal Reserve is holding. I was out to dinner with some people last night, and they actually just off the cuff, he's like, Dan, what do you think of the tiff between the president and the Federal Reserve? What is it for, and who do you agree with? And I'm like, I have to agree, and I don't mean to take partisan side, but I have to agree with kind of both sides to a point. Here's what I mean by this, just so you understand it. The Federal Reserve, they control this rate right through here, okay? This is called the federal funds rate. It is actually controls, not technically, but it basically kind of has a control over the front end of the yield curve, the front end of interest rates. Let's get over and so I can show you briefly what a yield curve looks like, and then you'll understand a little bit more why, is basically why mortgage rates are stuck. So let's go through, I think there's one right down through here. Let's see, where is yield curve, what it is and how to use it. Let's see if this one's going to give it to us, what the yield curve looks like. Not that one. Let's get over to one more just to see daily yield curves and rates. So let's see if this one will give it to us. No, that doesn't give us a yield curve. What I'm looking for is actually a yield curve so you guys can understand how the front end of the interest rates are really tied by the Federal Reserve. I can't find it right this second, but I will find it and I will post it later today on our closing bell video, but it should be here in a second. Hold on one second, folks. I don't mean to be wasting your time. U.S. Treasury yield curves. If this doesn't it, I give up. Okay, so we found it. Okay, so here's what's happening. The Federal Reserve, if you look at the short end of the yield stick, so here is a Treasury yield curve. Okay, so let me get my head out of the way so you can understand this whole market. Okay, so over through here, this is long term. So if you go down through here, this is 30-year rates. Okay, and these are Treasury bonds. Okay, up through here, this is 1 month, basically 0, 1 month, 2 month, and it works also all the way out to 30 years. Okay, so what happens is usually the short end of the stick right through here, this is usually way down here. Well, why isn't it moving? Well, it's because of the Federal Reserve. Okay, so if you want to see basically a normal yield curve, let's go back to maybe 2020. See what this is a normal yield curve, folks. So you see short end rates are basically virtually almost nothing, because if you want to invest for 1 month, you shouldn't really get that much of a return. But if you want to invest your money over a long time, well, you should get a higher return. So this is technically what a yield curve should look like, not this. And let me explain it to you. Okay, so what's happening right now, the Federal Reserve's keeping short-term rates high. And here's what it is. Look right here, 4.25. That's where the rate is right now. 4.25 to 4.5. See it right through there? All right, so that's why unless this really goes down over to here, you're not going to see these go down anytime soon, and you're not going to see mortgage rates change as well, because you can't get a Treasury bond at a high rate at 4.5. And you're not going to get any investors to buy bonds at, you know, think of 4.5-5% coupon. So rates aren't going to get to 5% anytime soon. We need the Federal Reserve to cut short-term rates. Okay, that'll bring down the yield curve. This also helps banks, consumers, and everybody else, because the yield curve should look like this, an upward trend, not a bubble, you know, basically a roller coaster ride throughout. So that's what's basically happening, why basically rates are just stuck where they are right now. Until the Federal Reserve starts to drop rates down here, it normalizes the yield curve, and that'll bring out some risk premium in the bond market as well. So this is not a normal yield curve, and if you want to go back in time to see what a normal yield curve looks like, well, that's what it looks like. So that's when people say, well, the short end of the stick is higher than the long end. That's what we call an inverted yield curve. So not too long ago, we had short-term rates actually higher than long-term rates. Doesn't make any sense. And this is basically the confusion and the inequalities, I guess, of the bond market right now. And thus, this is what's really the culprit of why rates aren't going to get down into the 6% range or anything like that anytime soon when it comes to mortgage rates, because the Federal Reserve basically has rates up too high. Okay, so that being said, is that good or bad? Well, I can understand what the Federal Reserve's saying, because every day on the news, this is what you get. Trump does something else with the tariffs. He tweeted something else. The inconsistencies there, and I call them out as well. When I'm not just a political pundit where I'm always against one or against the other. I think this spiff is just a little bit out of control. Okay, so I understand they have their discrepancies, but the Federal Reserve is sitting in a place right now saying, okay, we don't know. We don't know what tariffs are going to do for inflation, and thus, we're not going to do anything until we really know that we've tapped out inflation and tariffs aren't going to jack it up as well. So the latest data we have on the tariffs and inflation is actually right in check. I was just watching an interview actually this morning as well, and they're like, if you want to see the robustness of the consumer, check Prime Days, how those sales are going to go. So I'll be focusing in on those next week to see how the consumer is facing right now. But overall, what we're going to see today is rates are going to go up. We will be at 7.8 or 6.8 here soon. Here's why. If you go over to the bond market right now, this is what we focus in on a daily basis, folks, is you're seeing right through here. The bond market is down right through here, mortgage bonds. And this is what we focus in on my channel, because we want to understand what's going on with mortgage rates. So right now, the MBS market is down 15 ticks. What does this mean? Well, let me explain this to you real quick. Here's how bonds work. And if you've been watching my channel for a long time, you understand it. So maybe just tap out to the latter part of this video. I'll give you my short, midterm, and long-term views of what's going on. Let me explain to you guys how bonds work. So as the price goes up, rates come down. Okay. And as prices go down, rates go up. Okay, there's an inverse relationship. Let me explain it to you. So let's take a bond up through here. The bond strike price, or the par price up through here, you're seeing it 99.32. Well, the true price is $100. Okay, so let's say I can buy a mortgage bond for $100. Okay, so, or let me put it this way. The maturity price of the bond is $100, no matter what I pay with it. For it. So that's what I'm going to show you now, how if the price goes up or down, how it affects. So let's do this. Let's start low, and I'll show you how if the prices go up, how it gets fixed. So let's say today, or a year ago, I gave you $50 for your mortgage bond, okay? And we know the maturity price is $100. So I give you $50, I get my mortgage coupon, and I wait till maturity, and I give my bond back, and you give me $100. So how much was my yield? What's my rate on that money? It was 100%. I doubled my money. I invested 50 and I got back $100. So let's now drive up the price. So let's go, the price is going up. So I've been saying that the yields will come down. Here, let me explain. So let's say I paid $100 for that bond. So a much higher price, okay? But your price ain't, Dan, the bond's worth 100. Exactly. So I give you $100 and you give me the bond. I wait till maturity. I go back, I give you the bond and you give me my $100 back. What is the yield? What's the rate? Zero, because I didn't make any money. That's how, as the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. We don't like this. This is a two-day chart. This isn't good. We opened up right here. I hope the gap gets filled, because this is a pretty deep dive today, but we will be over 6 point, we'll be back up to the 6.8 range today. Where all this stuff is going, folks, we're going to have to pay attention to the tariff news, but next week, here's what we got on the agenda. If we go back to the calendar for next week, and I'll have a live event for this. There's a whole slew of information coming in, especially in regards to the CPI and the PPI. That's inflation, consumer inflation, and producer inflation. So if we go out to next week, I'm going to bring up the chart right through here. Let's see what we're looking at. If we go to next week, we have on Tuesday, we have the CPI numbers coming in. That's consumer inflation. Then on Wednesday, we have the producer inflation coming in. Then on Thursday, we get a lot of jobs data. So next week is going to be full of information that will be affecting rates, and especially because we're going to get a lot of news in regards to these things right through here. We're going to get kind of a little bit of a bead on inflation from the CPI and the PPI, and then we'll also get a jobs report that'll fill in this gap as well. So there's a lot of the information coming out next week. I'll have a live event later this afternoon for what we're to expect next week. But here's what I'm expecting right now. I'm actually expecting the tariff news to really start to settle. And I know Trump is doing tweets and doing all this other stuff, but I think just my gut feeling is saying a lot of this is just hype and they're going to come in and the tariffs are going to be less than expected. That's my hope. That's my thoughts at this point. If it does, then we're going to be, things will be steady. Are rates going to plummet? No, rates aren't going to plummet. We might be at 6.5 to 6.75. That's going to be my long-term range for the year. As the dust settles and we get more clarification on tariffs, we get maybe more of a resolution on what they're going to do basically with the Federal Reserve, with the TIF behind that, and then a whole bunch of other data. So my short-term projections right now is lock in where they are. Every day is going to be a little bit of a roller coaster ride. Within 3 to 6 months, we should get a lot of clarity on these tariff deals and everything else. My expectations are with the, and I'll just say it, folks, I'm not being, political. I think the tariff revenue is going to bring in a lot of revenue, and you might say, okay, that's going to be inflationary for our country. Well, we'll wait and see for that. I think that's going to offset a lot of the tax breaks and things like that. But please educate yourself on the new tax bill, folks. There's a lot of videos out there explaining things to you, and please make sure you understand the new tax bill. It's not as detrimental as a lot of people think. It will affect a lot of people, but it's also really good for a lot of people as well. So my name is Dan Frio. I do these videos actually twice a day to inform you guys what in the heck's going on with these and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this, folks, is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'd love to be able to work with you, and you can put my 35 years of experience to work for you guys if you're out there looking to buy or refinance. So what the federal license means is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But the other cool thing about us is we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, basically, our federal bank is also a large mortgage broker that's federally licensed in every state. So we have over 30 lenders that we work with. So that's how we have the slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Want to take a deeper dive into this? Well, reach out to me. I'd love to be able to help. So you go to theRateUpdate.com right above my head. You can find our phone number right through here. You can ask Dan. So instead of, if you don't want to call, just click this button and you can ask me a question. I'll reply. Usually I reply by either a phone call or a video, but we do have some tools down here that you can really use. If you're looking to buy that first house, please, please check out this video right through here. It's a grant up to $7,000 to help you guys when you're looking to buy a home. But if you're looking to refinance, got a couple tools for you as well. The refinance tool right through here, you're going to click that. Just give me what rate you're looking at to be contacted when the rate hits a certain amount. And when you're looking to refinance. So let's say, for example, you closed 2 years ago at 7.5. And now the rates are 6-something. And you're like, okay, Dan, that might be a big enough move for me to save some money. So click this button. Tell me what rate you're looking to refinance at. And then as soon as that rate hits it, I'll be reaching out and we'll review the numbers. And if you're good with it, we'll lock in. But if you've already locked out there or you got some quotes from other lenders, check out this button right through here, the loan estimate review. What you're going to do is you're going to click that. You're going to upload your loan estimate because I'll review that for you. I'm reviewing the rate and the fees, and I'll give you my comment. And I'll actually send you a video back to show you what the other competitors are, up to 33 different lenders, to see if you can get a better rate, maybe lower fees, maybe all the above. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I hope you enjoyed today's video and you learned something. If you could do me one huge favor, I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers as soon as I can. Only you guys can help me. So if you can click that button, subscribe button down over there, I'd be grateful. But I will be back later today. We're going to have a live event. We're going to go over the economic news for next week and what to expect with interest rates. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you around 3 o'clock with the closing bell. We will be live, so join me then. And you can ask any questions that you want, and I'll answer those on the spot. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless, and see you then. Bye-bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.